folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio article is titled Treatment Alternatives for Increased Mental Focus. Increased mental focus has been a major issue for decades, but today it is getting worse. For generations, children have been medicated for being too active. They were labeled as ones with attention deficit disorder, ADD, or attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD. If the child was more active, especially in the classroom environment, they needed calming. And since prescription drugs seemed to be the only solution in a pharma-controlled world, most were given the drug Ritalin methylphenidate. These medications increase dopamine in the brain to improve focus and reduce hyperactivity, with other common options, including amphetamine-based drugs like Adderall. These central nervous system stimulants increase dopamine and norepinephrine levels, helping to improve attention and reduce hyperactivity. When it comes to pharmaceutical drugs, and they have a special talent for producing ads showing the intended results in a happy-go-lucky way, but when examining the long-term side effects written in fine print on the drug insert that most do not read, the consumer finds out the hard way. The problem with using these SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, a class of antidepressant medications used to treat depression, anxiety, and other mood disorders by increasing available serotonin in the brain, is how they remove the spark in a developing mind. And not just that, according to the document on Ritalin side effects, the more commonly reported adverse reactions have included decreased appetite, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, dyspepsia, insomnia, weight loss, anxiety, dizziness, irritability, affectability, tachycardia, and increased blood pressure. Even more interestingly, among patients 7 to 10 years old, consistently medicated, that is to say, receiving methylphenidate for 7 days per week for over 14 months, as well as in naturalistic subgroups of newly methylphenidate treated patients over 36 months, ages of 10 to 13 years, a temporary slowing in growth rate, on average, a total of about 2 centimeters less growth in height and 2.7 kilograms less growth in weight over 3 years, has been observed compared to non-medicated patients. This slowing in growth rate has been observed without evidence of growth rebound, and it is not just about side effects. According to a study which analyzed brain scans of nearly 6,000 children aged 8 to 11, they found that taking stimulants reversed the effects of sleep deprivation on connectivity and school grades. Connectivity was also changed in salience and parietal memory networks, which are important for dopamine-mediated, reward-motivated learning, but not the brain's attention systems, for example, dorsal attention network. The combined noradrenergic and dopaminergic effects of stimulants may drive brain organization towards a more wakeful and rewarded configuration, improving task effort and persistence without effects on attention networks. What does it mean? It means that stimulants work by acting on the reward system, therefore they carry potential for abuse. Even if abuse does not happen, we know, thanks to the drug label's warnings, that abruptly discontinuing stimulants after prolonged high-dose use can lead to withdrawal symptoms such as low energy and depressed mood. But what really is the situation regarding numbers and overall problems? According to ADHD Canada statistics, ADHD affects a significant portion of the Canadian population. About 1 in 20 children are diagnosed. There is an estimated 7.3% prevalence among children and approximately 4 or 5% among adults living with the condition. Diagnosis rates have risen over the past decade, with boys diagnosed more often than girls. Most diagnoses occur around age 7, and many children continue to experience ADHD symptoms into adulthood. The statistics also point out comorbid issues, for example, anxiety and learning disabilities, in nearly half of children with ADHD, and shows that academic struggles, school suspensions, and workplace challenges are common outcomes. On the treatment and systemic side, the data shows that medication is used by over 50% of diagnosed children. Behavioral therapy is also recommended as an initial intervention. Wait times for assessments can be long, over 12 months in some provinces, and nearly half of diagnosed children reportedly receive no treatment. The statistics also touch on broader impacts, such as economic costs exceeding $2 billion annually, limited workplace accommodations for adults, and ongoing stress or disruptions in daily life for many Canadians with ADHD. Based on these statistics, it is obvious that there is a need for earlier intervention, improved access to supports, and greater awareness to address gaps in diagnosis and care. Many times, more active children need to keep busy, and sports are a great way to help direct their energy. Another helpful solution is a change in diet by cutting out sugars and other stimulants and limiting time spent on smart devices and the internet. There are natural alternatives to SSRI medications, natural calming agents like Sweet Dreams, liquid melatonin for proper sleep, and for the day, Kava Kava and DMAE lights on. Up until November 2011, Dinol, the active derivative of DMAE, dimethylaminoethanol, was not available for public sales in Canada. It was classified as a Schedule F drug. The Health Canada Committee recommended that these medicinal ingredients could be regulated as non-prescription status under the Natural Health Products, NHP, regulations. And when I learned this, I was the first one to submit my application for licensing and introduce DMAE Lights On to Canadian marketplace. DMAE, a precursor to choline, is known through clinical studies and used for treating ADHD, autism, Alzheimer's disease, and tardive dyskinesia. It has been proven to be effective in improving memory and mood, boosting thinking skills and intelligence, oxygen efficiency, athletic performance, and muscle reflexes. It is also used for liver spots and improving red blood cell function. Health benefits of DMAE. DMAE has a wide range of potential benefits for both the brain and the body. Its various effects and applications include mood and vigilance. DMAE has been found to enhance neuromotor control, improve behavioral tasks, increase verbal memory, and reduce anxiety in individuals. Learning behavior and IQ. DMAE has shown promise as a safe alternative for addressing issues like attention deficit disorder, ADD, and hyperkinesia. Fatigue, depression, and confusion. DMAE has been found to alleviate chronic fatigue and mild depression, providing increased physical energy and motivation. Lifespan. In animal studies, DMAE has extended the mean and maximum lifespans of certain species. Free radical scavenger. DMAE has demonstrated its potential as a free radical scavenger, reducing the levels of age-related protein cross-linking in brain tissue and the accumulation of age pigment lipofuscin in various organs. These effects may be attributed to increased antioxidant enzyme levels in the brain. In essence, DMAE shows promise in various aspects of cognitive function, mood enhancement, and potential anti-aging effects, making it a compound of interest for both brain and overall well-being. It is worth noting that while these findings are intriguing, further research is needed to fully understand the extent and mechanisms of DMAE's effects on human health. DMAE has been explored for its potential therapeutic effects in addressing ADHD symptoms. Early studies from the 1970s involving children with learning disabilities demonstrated that DMAE exhibited a more beneficial impact on concentration and skills tests compared to placebo. This double-blind study involved 50 moderately hyperkinetic children. 300, 500 milligrams of DMAE was administered daily over a 12-week period, and it led to overall behavioral improvements. To assess the effects, parents were asked to compare children in both the DMAE and placebo groups to a typical peer group. According to their ratings, children who received DMAE were viewed as functioning similarly to their peers, while those in the placebo group were perceived to have worsened during the study period. In another study, DMAE was found to result in enhanced behavior in 66% of the boys and 75% of the girls. Hyperactivity was greatly reduced, attention span became longer, the level of irritability decreased, academic ability improved, and higher IQ was also reached in some cases. Why taking melatonin is helpful. Melatonin is a hormone produced naturally by the pineal gland in response to darkness. According to the researchers studying melatonin, it has a role in sleep regulation, mood, reproduction, aging, and Alzheimer's disease prevention and possibly tumor growth. When addressing ADHD, proper sleep and adequate mood regulation are crucial for reaching a relaxed and more focused state during waking hours. What could tell the story better than the testimony of a father who has personal experience with ADHD? Life Choice, I would like to let you know how helpful your products have been for my son and I. We both have ADHD. I give my son 7 drops of Sweet Dreams liquid melatonin before bed. It helps him sleep through the night and awaken refreshed. Before school, I give him your DMA lights on. It keeps him calm and focused. It has made a huge difference. By the way, I take them both as well and have had very good results. Kava's useful properties. Kava has also been proven to have many benefits. The plant has useful properties for anxiety, hyperactivity, stress, and restlessness. No one is born with a Prozac deficiency. However, people can develop a serotonin deficiency. Using a SSRI does not correct the cause. If someone is out of gas, serotonin, why would you use a gasoline additive SSRI? Why not fill the tank up with gas serotonin instead? The best natural alternative is Kava. In 2009, the journal Psychopharmacology published a 3-week placebo-controlled double-blind crossover trial that recruited 60 adult participants with 1 month or more of elevated generalized anxiety. They received 5 Kava tablets per day, prescribed containing 250 milligrams of cavalactones a day. The study found that participants' Hamilton anxiety scale scores were significantly reduced. Kava was also effective in reducing depression. Participants experienced no serious adverse effects and no clinical hepatotoxicity. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at doctorschoice.ca.